Eight people met in one of the living rooms belonging to one of the people there on March 3rd, 1929, to discuss forming a theatre. And one of them looked around at the others and said, oh, it's going to be a very little theatre. And the name stuck. They were very involved with the University of Oregon. They became almost itinerant players. The High League Theatre, which came down in Urban Renewal, used to be a roadhouse for troops going from San Francisco to Seattle. Anyway, when the movies were over, up went the screen and Very Little Theatre put on plays. From there, they moved on to 13th Avenue, next to Max's Tavern. They called it the Pillbox. It was so small, people would sit above the transom. Then they moved to the fairgrounds, and that's when the fairgrounds looked like a fort. They'd have a sheet separating the men from the women, you know, to change, and it was cold. One of the members, Claire Hamlin, designed, and we got the present building constructed. But they didn't want to go into debt, so the stage house was never built. That was in 1951, and it's at 2350 Hilliard Street.
Current building is kind of aged at this point, isn't it?
It is. It is. We have to use off-site storage now for some of our furnishings and for our costumes. People are taller now and bigger. So we need to have a better auditorium, better sight lines for people to see the shows, and more leg room, more comfortable seats.
Karen, the Very Little Theatre was born in the Depression. It continued producing annual seasons through World War II and right up to this day. What plays were produced in the 1930s that I wouldn't expect to see now?
Off the top of my head, I would say they were doing melodramas, you know, where people can boo and hiss and join in.
Didn't they have a name for those?
What do we call them? Corn shows?
That's what I was trying
corn
to think
shows, you know, you're supposed to be able to have peanuts on the floor and hopefully not throw rotten tomatoes. And they'd have oleo acts.
What's an oleo act?
It's where people would do a bit. You know, it may be a song and dance routine, maybe a comedy. So it would break up the action. Ethan Newman, who was the postmaster, the last politically appointed postmaster here in Eugene, he used to put them on, and they had lots of fun. And what we'd do back when I joined, they were still doing melodramas. So one year there'd be a melodrama because it didn't cost anything, and the next year we'd do a musical because they cost a lot.
It was neat that you mentioned Ethan Newman, because I had the pleasure of being in the last play Ethan Newman did at the Very Little Theatre, which was The Pajama Game, where he played father of the lead, and got to meet him then. Quite a gentleman.
Yes.
As its current president, what about the Very Little Theatre, past and present, are you proudest of?
That we are a true community theatre. That we've been satisfying our audiences, you know, with good community theatre for these past almost 90 years now.
Including with some people who've gone on to professional careers. Can you share some of those with us?
David Ogden Stiers, who did many films, and of course on TV, known for MASH. And the last thing he did at VLT was Love Letters. And then, of course, there's the local dentist who went to L.A., Edgar Buchanan, who became known for his performance in Petticoat Junction.
Yeah. What are you offering this season?
This season, we're opening with Dracula, that's going to be directed by Stanley Coleman. And fittingly, what we're doing on its closing nights, the 9th and 10th of November, we're having a blood drive in the parking lot. It's an amazing set, too. It's very cathedral-like. Then we have Blythe Spirit in January, which I'm going to be directing. That's going to be followed in March by Hello, Dolly. Then we're having a mystery with Something's Afoot. And then we'll close in August with Harvey. What they've tried to do with this season, because it's the 90th, is try to go back and do a lot more of the classics or older shows that we have done in the past. The interesting thing is that in February, we're doing Pilgrims, Musa and Sherry in the New World. And we're doing that in conjunction through Minority Voice Theatre. They reach out to people who are not don't really have a voice in the community, especially in theatre. Carol Horn and Stanley Coleman, they're the co-founders of Minority Voices, have reached out into the community. So we did Now I Am Your Neighbor, and that is people, immigrants. They've also done transfigurations to do with sexual orientation and identity. This particular play, Pilgrims, Musa and Sherry in the New World, also deals with different cultures, because he's from Egypt and she's American. He's a cab driver. She works in a restaurant.
At a time when there's a lot of talk about immigration and people from around the world and how they relate to our country, I think that'll be a very fascinating production. Karen, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Claude.